Hey, it's time for some truly trashy advertising awards. Stick with us, it's coming right up. Welcome to Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf, and today we are watching truly trashy ads. Look, here I was going to spin the ads. It's not worth the legal hassles because it's really funny. It seems that the companies that create the crappiest advertising are the ones that are most likely to get their lawyers involved when you publicly criticize them. So it is really not the point. Here's the point. Are you really being authentic in your messaging to prospective clients? And clients and customers don't mean the same thing. I'll use the word clients because I've been taught that by one of my mentors, Larry Broughton. We'll come back to that in a minute on why that word's important and better to use than customers. Here's the thing, though. In your advertising, are you being really authentic? Or are you doing, look at this. Ooh, super creative crap that probably wins an advertising agency award, but just completely wastes your money in terms of bringing new prospects in. And here's why I ask. I was watching an ad at lunchtime. I was spinning something and just wanted to watch something mindless and funny. So I was watching something. Thank you, Brent Butt, for your Corner Gas series. I love the heck out of that. It makes great entertainment for a quick lunch break. Anyway, coming back to the, check that out as a series. Coming back to it is this ad came on that I was just looking at it going, do they really understand the message that they're attempting to send out? Do they know who their target market is? And do they really understand the underlying unconscious message they're sending out about their product? And that's why I'm asking this. Are you being direct and authentic? Because I've tried really, crafting really super smooth. Let's work all the psychology into it and look up all the power words and everything into the and crafted messages, gone in, the networking events and in workshops, trade shows and whatnot, and tested them on live people and found out that a lot of times it's just the looking them in the eye and rolling with my instinctive response to them and just say, hey, look, here's something for your consideration and laying it on them, building the relationship first, and then having some authentic communication. Now, when we're doing advertising, and I'm not anti-advertising, I'm just saying careful what you're doing with it. It's just when we're spending, as a small business owner, when you're spending advertising dollars, you need to have it be effective. So I was watching the ad. So it's for a pizza. That is, and their whole thing is the pizza, thin crust pizza, right? A dad proudly takes a piece of the pizza and skips it across a lake all the way to the other side where another dad proudly catches it and eats it. And they're both showing their kids going, hey, look at this. Isn't this cool? We can bring the pizza out here and skip it all the way across the lake. And I'm thinking, Are they telling us that the pizza is so badly burnt and dried out that you can bounce it off the water and it won't dissolve? I mean, because pizza crust is dough. It's flour, right? Flour, water, butter, and God knows what else. So it dissolves when you put in water, right? Otherwise, it'd be damn hard to eat if it didn't dissolve when you got it in the water that's in your mouth or that you were using to wash it down with. They're looking at it going, wow, so it's so hard. Probably can't hear me knocking on the right. It's so hard, thump, 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 that you can skip it across the water all the way across the lake, and it'll still be completely intact with all the cheese and pepperoni. And they show cheese and pepperoni. I know cheese and pepperoni on it when it gets to the other side of the lake, and it's far enough away that you can see the shore, but you can't see the people standing there that ultimately catch it. Or is the message that they're actually trying to give us is there's so many freaking chemicals and God knows what else in their pizza that it just is completely not biodegradable anymore, which also would make it damn hard to eat. And I'm guessing that the creative agency that got this is probably angling for some kind of an award in the advertising world. Advertising Age magazine may love it. Hey, look, I'm a Dan Kennedy acolyte. So Advertising Age, kiss my white, my fat white behind. Because the crap that they do and the awards they give each other and all the back padding that goes on is great for companies that want to waste billions of dollars on making sure that when you walk into the supermarket, their product is top of mind. As a small business owner, that stuff is useless to you. So here's the thing. What message are you giving in your advertising? Are you doing something slick that is going to completely send the wrong subconscious message? Because I'm looking at this thing and going, I would never buy pizza from this company in 1,000 years. They couldn't give me the pizza after watching that commercial. I'm just like going, what a crappy pizza that must be. It's either loaded with chemicals or burnt to such a crisp that you can float it in a lake and it won't dissolve and sink. And it's like, who wants to eat that? I mean, I don't particularly care for thin crust anyway. Not that I won't eat it. A good thin crust pizza, hey, I'm game. I'm a deep dish guy myself, but that's just personal preference on what you like to nosh on when it comes to be pizza time. And again, the whole thing is, what was the real message that they were doing? They're trying to do something playful and fun and get the attention. So when you are striving to get someone's attention, are you conveying a message that will put, you know, that will be authentic to what you really want to tell them, right? Or are you just being direct with them? You can do that in a creative way, right? It's like watching a movie. A better example, watching a comedy. Humor might be a better way to put it than comedy. When you think about something that's humorous, what makes you chuckle? What gets the giggles out of the audience, right? It's finding the humor in what's going on in the scene, not adding humor in, right? Certain kinds of comedy, you know, pratfalls and whatnot, that still works because it's drawing out in a dramatic way the humor that's already inherent in the moment. So when you're doing something creative, what is it that is, in terms of your messaging, right, to your prospective clients, and I'll come back to clients versus customers, to your prospective clients, are you giving a message that is finding the things that are creative within what you are selling them, the next step, the call to action that you have for them, what you want them to do next, the value that they will get from taking the next step? There's a lot that can be done with that, but guess what? It's a lot harder than coming up with some uber crazy creative stuff that will probably win some ad agency an award, but get you exactly zero return on advertising spend. You are tracking return on advertising spend, right? Please tell me that you are, ROAS. It's not just for digital marketing. If you're in the digital space, probably familiar with ROAS. Don't tell me you're not, because if not, then you're probably not, at best, you're not making as much as you should be on that. Rona, how are you, my friend? It's so good. Thank you for being part of the Wolf's Watch. Rona Lewis is someone that you need to know. More on that. I was just recently interviewed for her podcast. She has a great podcast. Sorry, Rona, I'm blanking out on the name of it. I'm so embarrassed. I've known Rona for a long time, but someone you definitely need to know. Good to hear. Very good to hear. Hey, put your podcast in the comments and we'll share it with everybody. Biz Souls. Yes. I was going to say something else, Souls, and I didn't quite have it. The Biz Souls podcast, you need to check that out. Her and she has a co-host. They have great dynamic going between them, good chemistry, and awesome, awesome message. And Rona has a lot to bring to the table in terms of knowledge and talent, and she does it with good humor. She's one of the things. Here we go, bizsouls.com. Go to bizsouls.com to catch the episodes. You'll be glad that you did. And it's a good example. Rona is a good example of someone that finds the value of what is, you know, finds the value in the moment, finds the value in the conversation, finds the value in what people are offering, and is able to pull that out, spotlight it, create a great conversation around it that's engaging, and find humor in it too. She's a blast to talk with. So you'll laugh, you'll learn something, bring something to write with. And Rona, love being on again. Thank you so much. Now, coming back to your advertising, you know, find what is impactful in your value statement. Find the humor in the situation, right? Find the emotion. Where do you connect from the heart? And use that. Be creative with that. Don't be creative with something, because what does going to the lake and skipping pizza across the water had to actually do with pizza and the enjoyment of pizza? Now, maybe having a picnic, I could get that. But, oh my gosh, Jamie Green, thanks for being with us, Jamie. another person you need to know, Jamie Green, is like, she is the solar queen. She has helped more homeowners in California and I believe beyond California now to be able to bring solar to their homes and benefit from that than any other person you will ever meet. She's truly the solar queen. Jamie, thanks for joining Wolf's Watch tonight. And, oh my gosh, with Jamie and Rona watching, I really need to be careful. Let me think through what I was going to say now. Just kidding. You know, put a good context to it. If it is something that fits in with your product, with your service, and think about this, even if you sell a product, even if you're a manufacturing company, there's really everything is a service. Everything we do, and here's some high-end consulting for you for free. Whatever it is that you do, it's actually a service because business, specifically entrepreneurial life, is about solving problems for people. That is a service. What problem are you solving? Even if you're manufacturing a product, even if you're reselling a product, right? Not necessarily just software as a service. That's pretty easy to see as a service. You know, business coaching, life coaching, pretty straightforward. That's a service. Even if you're involved with products, tangible stuff, that's still a service because what you're doing is solving a problem for someone. Play on that in your advertising and just see this crazy stuff and going, geez, you know, going to the lake and going, oh, okay, you know, take, you buy some snacks, some kind of food, you go down, you have a, wouldn't it be better to have an ad based around how much fun it was to do things that people wouldn't normally think of with your service, like such as pizza to go. You know, go do something and wouldn't normally think about going to the lake for a picnic, but going, you know what? That'd be pretty convenient. You open the box, grab a slice, close the box. That's convenient outdoors because that keeps all the other, you know, flies, birds flying over. I don't know about you. Have you ever had that happen? I was at SeaWorld in San Diego eating with a buddy of mine. And, you know, it's near the ocean. Lots of seagulls. We're eating lunch. Seagull flies over. Splat right in the middle of my buddy's plate. So much for lunch, right? He'd taken like two bites out of his plate, got bombed by a seagull flying over. And I would swear to God that seagull was laughing because you can hear it, right? You can hear them. It sounds like they're cackling. I'm going, they're flying over. They know what they're doing. They're flying over and bombing people's lunch. Thank you, Jamie. Yeah, isn't it, right? Service is key and it's vital to everything that we do. And so watch out for the seagulls. But we laughed about it and we're like, okay, so we moved on with what we were doing that day. The thing is, having a pizza would have been a good thing, right? Because you open a box, close the box. Anything is flying over, can't drop something in the middle of your lunch. Makes it harder for the ants or bugs, flies, whatever, to get at it. So, but also makes for a fun experience, right? This, pizza goes with a lot of things. That could have been their message. I don't know how going out on the dock and not eating it, right? So shows a dad and his son skipping slices of pizza across the lake, not eating it, right? Not eating, enjoying it. They're taking it and throwing it. So I'm like going, oh, okay. Their pizza is so bad that that the company that makes it is telling you, hey, buy our stuff and just go pitch it in the lake and have some yucks doing that. Right? What mess? There's three messages that I looked at and going, have nothing to do with wanting to buy their product or you know, say, hey, we have a great product that fits in, you know, solves this problem in your life other than having something to throw in the water. And I guess there's a fourth message there too. They don't really care about the environment much. They're saying, hey, you know, throw this stuff in the lake. And it's either burnt to a crisp or so full of chemicals that it's not biodegradable. So that's just polluting the lake. That's not good for the fish. I mean, it just goes on and on, right? So these are the kinds of messages that certainly not all of your prospective clients are deranged like me and think of things like that, right? But what unintended messages do you get them thinking of, right? Advertising. Dan Kennedy teaches, and it goes with Ogilvy, all the top advertisers. I learned this from Dan Kennedy, hear it from others. Enter the conversations going on in their mind. Don't create unintended negative messages about your service. Now, real quick, going to wrap up with this. I promise to touch on the client versus customer. And this is something that, once again, I heard Larry Broughton, one of my mentors, saying when he was on stage at a breakfast event I got to introduce him at recently. where he's reminded everybody, was telling everybody how it's his mission to get people talking about clients and stop using the term customer. Now, why is that? There's a difference between clients and customers. And I learned this really when I personally, when I got involved in consulting, when I went from corporate life and into consulting. Because clients is, it's a relationship. It's relational. And I love how Larry framed it. He goes, look, clients is relational. Customers is transactional. You get a customer and, you know, they buy, they give you money. You provide a service. That's it. You go get another customer. Clients, there's a relationship there. Right? You're serving them over a longer period of time. That's hugely important. And this is the fundamental financials behind Larry's statement. Is it, what's the most expensive thing in your business, in the client relationship? Acquiring a new client, it's incredibly expensive. So you want to keep that client. You don't want to be, if you're thinking in terms of customers, then you're in that sales churn of, okay, we got a customer, got the money, got to go get another one. Got the customer, got the money, got to go get another one. If you don't inherently have a service behind the transaction, start looking at how you can do that. What kind of a subscription can you offer? What kind of additional, what else can you do in the relationship to build the relationship with them so that now that you have a know, like, and trust relationship with the person who's done business with you, that you can continue doing business. You can continue to solve problems for them. So clients, not customers. In authenticity, not buy our stuff and go throw it in the nearest lake you can find. Not a good message. Not one that I think you would want to send about your service, would you? So be mindful of that. That's it for today's broadcast. You know, thanks for being part of Wolf's Watch. And, you know, one parting thought. I've been watching on the news not too far from us in a canyon that I have broadcast Wolf's Watch from. 17 houses have been damaged in... Wow, thank you, Jamie. And, you know, and I have to give the credit to Larry Broaden. That was where I learned that from. And he really says that is his mission to impact business owners to stop using that term customer and use the term client. Because, it, as you know, and this is one of the things that makes Jamie the Solar Queen. She is brilliant and from the heart about the relationships that she builds with the people that she does business with. And that is what has made her business sustainable. That is what has made her the go-to person for solar. That is what has made raving fans out of her customers. I'm sorry, clients. She doesn't have customers. She has clients because she has long-term relationships with people that she does business with. Great example. Come back to this. You may have heard this in the news. And I was thinking about it today because I've actually broadcast Wolf's Watch there from there at least once, maybe twice, when I was hiking through the canyon. And there's a trail that runs about 2/3 of the way down the hill into the bottom of the canyon. There's a a creek. It was more than a creek during the winter rains this year, where the water literally flows out into the Pacific Ocean. It's a treacherous canyon. A lot of houses, and these are houses that have been built for in the 1970s, as I understand it. And 17 homes were damaged when the cliff above the trail that I have hiked many times, and like I pointed, like I had already mentioned, had broadcast live from the canyon wall collapsed, and it dropped. At least six or seven, 17 have been damaged. There's at least half a dozen townhomes that dropped 20, 30 feet. Into the canyon. And you know, it's like you never know. You never know what's going to happen. And my heart goes out to those folks. And it turns out that through a friend, I don't know him directly, but a friend of mine had sent a text around, goes, hey, we're starting to do a fundraiser for one of the couples because he and his wife are good friends with them. And you know, they had the fire department come and knock on our door and go, look, you got 20 minutes to grab what you can and you're going to be forcibly evacuated because the hillside's unstable. Because the fire department was on the scene already to check a water problem. Someone had called in some type of water issue. That was when it was noticed that, hey, this is starting to go. So that couple and others were evacuated before. So there was no loss of life, but man, they're, you know, instantly homeless. They watched their house slide into the canyon. And think about that. You know, we never know what's going to happen. We never know when we're going to be walking a trail and half of the hillside is going to come tumbling down on us, or sitting and having dinner. And, you know, out here we have mudslides and rain and riots and massive waves. Sometimes, you know, I've seen 25, 30 foot waves break in where, you know, where they're actually hitting the houses that are on the beach. And beaches are pretty wide around Southern California. And, you know, and I've been in weather where I grew up in tornado country and didn't see it, but heard a tornado come through, which did a lot of damage. And you don't know. It's like, you know, it could be sunny sky. And all of a sudden you're watching, not going to get a description of it, but you can tell when you grow up with it and you've been around it a bit, you can tell when the weather's starting to get really weird, especially in the spring when it's tornado season. And all of a sudden you got a funnel cloud that's going and you can hear that whooshing railroad train like sound. And it's just like, oh geez. And the sky gets this weird yellow color and it rains and lightning's like crazy and then gets quiet. That's the time to be watching out, because that's when you hear that sound and you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going to go. Then it may just be in the sky, may touch down. Point there being, that's a lot like life, right? You run a advertisement that is winning awards for creatives, you know, for the creative aspects of the advertisement. Doesn't get you any return on investment, but it creates the kind of messages that you really don't want about your service out there because of unintended underlying unconscious messages that are included in it, or something else happens in your business, right? 2020, the great lockdown showed all of us that can be chugging along really good. And then all of a sudden someone knocks on your door and goes, sorry, we've decreed that you're not important enough to be working. So you have to go home and we're going to make sure you stay in your house kind of stuff and just shut down your business and your life. So you don't know, and there's things that happen. People have tragedies in life and whatnot. And there's disruptions that happen. Stack the deck in your favor. Straightforward, authentic messages. Find the grace in the turbulence in your business, in your customers, your clients. I keep saying it. Now I got to drill that out of my language. Good Lord. You know, tie that, right? You know, Jamie, it's just, it's heartbreaking watching what's happening. And it's just a good reminder. We don't know what's coming. And that's just the way life is, right? It is not. And that's one thing I think, particularly living in a place like Southern California, where the weather is pretty constant throughout the year. It gets hot in the summertime, or for really late summer, early fall, gets really hot around here. And, you know, we get fog, but it's not the, you know, 90 degrees and 90% humidity with lightning striking the ground and hitting the trees outside your house and the thunderstorms in the summertime. And in the wintertime, you've got 6-7 feet of snow. And some friends of mine live in parts of the country where that's the cycle between winter, you know, it's over 100 degree temperature swing between winter and summer. And it can seem like things are pretty consistent over a long period of time. And they're not. Things will kind of chug along. It's those linear progression. I'll get my hand going on the camera here, right? This linear progression like this, where it's a nice even line heading up. That's the rare part. That is truly the rare part. The constant part is that's coming along and you don't know when it's going to happen or what it's going to be. It could be a major positive, could be a major negative, but something's going to disrupt that. It's going to go whap and spike up. Hey, guess what? You got an advertisement. It does hit and all of a sudden it goes viral and bam, you got a bunch of new clients coming in. And now you've got the challenge of how do we scale up? Where it's coming along like this and it's like wham, something changes. There's a bunch of, we've been doing a series on artificial intelligence and there's a lot of regulatory new regulations that are coming out. EU's leading it. I'm not going to get started on that. That's not what I wanted to get into with this episode, but that's going to change things, right? The federal government in the US is going to be passing a bunch of laws to regulate it. They've been talking about that for months, and that's going to change everything in an arena that's already been changing everything this year. Even though some companies have been working with artificial intelligence for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. When I worked for Hughes Aircraft in the 1980s, they were involved in the early development of artificial intelligence based on the state of the art at that time. I had a very small stuck my toe in the water with that at the time. So be prepared, right? Do what you can. Someone's going to pick up a message from your marketing and your advertising that wasn't intended, but work really hard at making sure you're on the message and the issues and the themes that you want to convey, so that if someone misunderstands, it's easier to go, oh, this is what we're saying. Let's take a look at what we put out here. This is the message. That's why we said it this way, because this is the problem that we're trying to solve for our clients. And find the humor in that, in your relation, in your activities, in what's happening with them. So, not gonna probably do some more on this, because there's been a lot of really bad advertising that's come out recently, and it's been getting a lot of social media play, been getting hit in the in Twitter. And a number of years ago, I had a lot of fun as an exercise. I would constantly look at advertising and then pick it apart and go, what's wrong with this? So we'll come back to some of that. It can be kind of fun. And it's also revealing. It takes something that looks really good and go, okay, is this what they intended with that? So thanks for being part of Wolf's Watch. Thanks for being with me while I jammed 5 minutes of content into a 26-minute conversation. And it wouldn't be worthwhile if you weren't here. And thank you, Rona and Jamie, for being part of the conversation today. I appreciate both of you. Those are two of my colleagues that I learn a lot from, and value the association and friendships that have grown out of that with both of them. So hopefully you've got a lot of people like that in your life too. This is Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf, and I look forward to seeing you on the trail.